Kidnapped being memoirs of the adventures of David Balfour in the year 1751. How he was kidnapped and cast away, his sufferings in a desert isle, his journey in the wild highlands, his acquaintance with Alan Breck Stewart and other notorious Highland Jacobites. With all that he suffered at the hands of his uncle, Ebenezer Balfour of Shaws, falsely so-called written by himself, and now set forth by Robert Louis Stevenson. Chapter 1. I set off upon my journey to the House of Shaws. I will begin the story of my adventures with a certain morning early in the month of June, the year of grace 1751. When I took the key for the last time, out of the door of my father's house, the sun began to shine upon the summit of the hills, as I went down the road, and by the time I had come as far as the manse, the blackbirds were whistling in the garden lilacs, and the mist that hung around the valley in the time of the dawn was beginning to arise and die away. Mr. Campbell, the minister of Essendon, was waiting for me by the garden gate, good man. He asked me if I had breakfasted, and hearing that I lacked for nothing, he took my hand in both of his and clapped it kindly under his arm. "Well, Davy, lad," said he, "I will go with you as far as the ford to set you on the way." And we began to walk forward in silence. "Are ye sorry to leave Essendon?" said he, after a while. "Why, sir," said I, "if I knew where I was going, or what was likely to become of me, I would tell you candidly. Essendon is a good place indeed.